Okay, Rabosai. Okay, we left off last time with a discussion of Bab Machteres, right? We had Rashi here, and Rashi said something that's not explicit here in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, if it's Hashut that... if it's Pasha that he's threatening your life, then treat him like a Rotseach and you can kill the Bab Machteres. What is the case where the Gemara said if it's Pashat? That, let's just review on the board, maybe in different words. I'm not going to put the exact same words. What comes out of our Gemara? Our Gemara says, what is our Gemara? Our Gemara says, Ipshitalach. Right? Then, Nitam lehatzilo benafsho. What does that mean when the Gemara says, Chitloch danefashos kai? So that's Machlokes Rashi and Tosos. No one does there. It's Machlokes Rashi and Tosos, says Rashi. It's talking about a Stam Adam. A Stam Adam is Pasha that he's coming for nefashos. Says Tosos. No. It's talking about an Av al Haben, and an Av al Haben and a Stam is not dangerous, and you happen to have subjective knowledge, and you subjectively know that Anifashos Kai, that he is coming to kill someone, Anifashos Kai. These are the case of Pshita. Now, what did we leave off with? We left off with the question of what would Toso say back to meaning what would Toso say about Rashi's case? What would Rashi say about Toso's case? What Rashi would say about Toso's case? Not interesting. If my father's coming to burgle my house, but I subjectively know that he would kill me, then I know he would kill me. If I know, I know. That's Pasha. If you know something, that's Pasha. Question is, what would Toso say about Rashi's case? Right? Meaning, why do we kill a Stam Adam? If we know nothing else other than he's a Stam Adam, but he breaks into my house, we kill him. So Rashi is obvious, because there is an objective Torah Chazaka. I don't mean Torah Chazaka that it's only because we have the Torah we know this Chazaka. Hey, we might have had this Chazaka without the Torah. The Torah tells us the Chazaka, right? Goyim also have this Chazaka, just they don't have a book that necessarily told it to them. Right, there's an objective Torah Chazaka that Vadai Anefashos Kai. The question is, what does Tosos think? What does Tosos think about a Stam Adam? What does Tosos think about a Stam Adam? And here we said we're not sure, right? Says the Tosos of Beinu Peretz. He says, like Rashi, Tosos agrees with Rashi. He agrees with Rashi in Lamdas. You kill a Stam Adam because the Torah gives a chazaka that he's vaday and a fashos kai. Oh, why didn't Tosos like this pshat in our Gemara? And the reason Tosos didn't like the pshat in the Gemara has nothing to do with the facts, the token, the substance. Just as with the parshanot, he didn't think that pshita here meant a Torah objective pshita. He thought it meant a subjective pshita. But we pointed out in the back, even though he didn't actually read his pshat, but the Reuelozer Meir Horowitz assumed that Tosos would disagree fundamentally. With, and again, if it was just a Reuelozer Meir Horowitz in the back, I wouldn't make a big deal of it. I'm just using him to introduce something, which will be a Mefurish Michas Chinuch, etc. What and many others, right? So, Reuelozer Meir Horowitz in the back, even though he gives a whole shot that he differentiates between Jews and Goyim, etc., which I really don't want to get into, but the way he assumes that why didn't Tosos like Rashi's shot? Because he didn't think that's the halacha. He says no. He says Tosos disagrees objectively because it's a suffix, but you kill him misuffix. It's a suffix, but you kill a misuffix. So now we have a fundamental hakir about Bab Machteres. Why do you kill a Stam Bab Machteres? I mean, a Stam person, not a father, and you have no subjective knowledge.
Why do you kill a stunt person? Do you kill a stunt person suffered? Because the Torah says, if it's in doubt whether he's dangerous, kill the intruder. Or do you kill him because it's a vada? Right? And had the Minchas Chinuch points out, I mean, you don't need Minchas Chinuch to point this out, but I should have brought all my svarim into my prison cell. One second. Does anyone see more parts of Shas?
Yeah.
What? Parts of Shas, parts of Rambam. Okay. Hopefully I have all the... I'm still missing the important part. Anyone see Zerah and Moly? If not, we'll code it. Oh, hold on a second. It's probably a Mortis Makoros. By the way, what do I mean by Mortis Makoros? Here it is. Morgan Tarragon, who is one of the Balabatim, who usually comes in person until Corona, he, for those who aren't in a base medrash, he takes all the Makoros I assign, even the non-obscure ones, and actually just prints them up and sends them out as a PDF. I don't think people in base medrash really need that, but if you do, then you can email him and ask him to send it to you. But, you know, if you're in a base medrash, generally, you shouldn't need it. Anyway, back to the Gemara in Yoma. Says the Gemara in Yoma, this seems to be a shot of Ataria in the Gemara in Yoma. In Yoma, Daf Pehe, the Gemara is trying to figure out how we know that Pekuach Nefesh is Doche, I mean Yom Kippur, is the immediate context, and Kol HaTorah Kula. And one of the opinions is, Nana Rishmol, when they're all sitting around, and they ask themselves, how do we know Pekuach Nefesh is doche the Torah? They were sitting technically. They were walking. Nishal shel zufnei minat koch nefesh doche the shops. How do we know doche shops? Nenar yishmol ve'omer im machter shimotze ganav l'maze shesofeg al mamon ba shesofeg al nefashos ba u'shvichas damim mitameis ha'aretz v'gorim l'shkin shtal b'Yisrael nidzal n'tzilu b'nafsho kal v'chomer l'piyoch nefesh doche the Shabbos. If but machteris, who's a sofeg pikoach nefesh, he might or might not be dangerous to you. He's sofeg pikoach nefesh. And it's docha, a big aveira of killing. And we know killing is a very big aveira because of the Hamas Aretz, and it's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if even a suffix pikoach nefesh is docha killing, for sure pikoach nefesh is docha Shabbos, which is a smaller aveira than killing. Okay, now the Gemara then continues. And the Gemara says that Shmuel said, if I was there, I wasn't there, because there was Tanoim and he was on Mora, I would have said a better pshat, b'chai b'hem v'lo she'yomus b'hem. And Rava says, why is Shmuel's pshat better? Because every other pshat has a pirch except for Shmuel. What's the pirch for everyone else's pshat? So both of everyone else, what's the pirch for Shmuel's pshat? Rabbi Shmuel assumes it's suffik, b'kwach nefesh. A burglar is suffik, b'bab machteris is suffik. Who says b'bab machteris is suffik? Maybe b'bab machteris is vadai. Why? Because Dilma kid to Rava. Maybe like Rava, it's Rava saying himself. The Amar Rava, my time of Machteris, Chazaka, you know, the Maimon Asmol Mono. What's the reason you kill about Machteris? It's a Chazaka, the householder, will not be able to stand idly by and give up his money. Bahai made the Yad Kray the Ape, and the burglar knows the householder will stand up to him. But Amar, he Kray the Ape, Katilele, and plans that if the householder stands up to him, he will kill the householder. But Torah Amar, Balahar, Bahashkin, Mahargo, and the Torah says, since he's coming to kill the householder should get up first and kill him. Bahashkin Vadai, Safik Minolan. Maybe, says Rava, maybe Bab Machteris is a Vadai. He's Vadai coming from Nefashos, because Chazaka, every burglar is coming to kill a householder, because the burglar knows the way things work. And therefore, that only proves that Vadai Pikoach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, and it's not a good proof that Safik Pikoach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So, what do we see from here? In the beginning of the Gemara, Pehigam and Aleph, they said Mefurish, it's a Safik on Nefashos Bab. But then in Pehigam at Beis, Rava says Mefurish, it's Vadai. So the question is, but what's the lashon? Dilma. So they say it's suffik. No, Dilma, it's a vadai. Obviously, the question becomes, this is what the Minchas Chinuch discusses, if they say it's a suffik on the fashos ba. Say, Dilma, it's a vadai. But what's the maskana? Is the maskana that it's a suffik? Maybe it's a vadai. But in the end, really, it's a suffik. Or no, the Dilma was more than a Dilma. It was saying, for sure, it's a vadai. So this is every time you have a Gemara that assumes one thing, assumes X, is Dilma, not X. And then there's no proof that Safek Pikoach Nefesh is worth anything. But in the end, we know Safek Pikoach Nefesh is worth something. So we're not sure. That's the Minchas Chinuch's. Chakira. That's the Minchas Chinuch's Chakira. The Minchas Chinuch asks, I mean, he doesn't ask. He has an opinion about this, right? Says in the Chasminach, he says, look, I'm a Suffolk. Can you kill someone who's a Suffolk Rodif? Can you kill someone who's a Suffolk Rodif? And he says, the Gemara says, the Suffolk. And even the Maskana, the Gemara says, Dilma, maybe it's a Vadai. No, that's only a Dilma that they say later on. Maybe it's not a good proof. But really? Suffolk Ruch Nefesh is Docha Kol Torah Kula. So this is the Chakira of the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, do we say that the Dilma was a temporary Dechia? It was a possible Dechia, but it wasn't really pushing it off, or that the Dilma is really Maskana, right? Do we say, like, Yoma, Hey Hey Amen Aleph, which is Rabbi, the Tana Rabbi Ishmael, which is that Horgan Misafik, Horgan Bob Macheris Misafik. Or do we say, no, like the Dilma on Yoma Peheyam and Bays, which is Kidarava, that Horgan Babi Machteres Rakmipnei Shevadai Ba'al Nefashos. Right? And we're not sure, because the Gemara says Dilma, but we don't know if that Dilma stands or not. Answers the Minchas Chinuch himself. The Minchas Chinuch thinks, now, if you look at our, so your Rashi has a clear opinion in our sugya. The Chinuch doesn't quote everyone in our sugya. Rashi has a clear opinion in our sugya. And the Tosfos in Peretz has a clear opinion in our sugya. But the Minchas Chinuch thinks differently. Says the Minchas Chinuch, this is Rashi and Tosfos in Peretz in our sugya. And this is the Minchas Chinuch. That's the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you even kill a misafik. What's his nafkamina case? His nafkamina case is, I mean, don't say the nafkamina case is a stomp burglar. Everyone agrees to kill a stomp burglar. They just argue whether you kill him because he's a father or because he's a suffik. What's the nafkamina case? The nafkamina, right? If we say, this is not the nafkamina. Not a nafkamina is a stomp burglar. Minchas Chinuch says, no, he's suffig, ba'al nefashos, v'hor gemoso. And Rashi and Tosfos in Peretz would say, he's vaday ba'al nefashos, v'hor gemoso. So what's the nafkamina case? The nafkamina case, the Minchas Chinuch, is, what if one of these weird cases, someone is chasing after someone who's Suffolk Jew, Suffolk Goy. So we're not sure if they've the Din Rodef or not. Suffolk Rodef, right? There's a baby who was picked up in the street. Suffolk Jew, Suffolk Goy. Mechza al Mechza. And the Minchas Chinuch assumes that there's no Din of Rodef, he's a Goy. There is a Din of Rodef, he's a Jew. Which one could disagree with, but the Minchas Chinuch doesn't. So he says that's a case, Taka, of a... Suffolk. What's an Afgamina? Rodef Achar Suffolk Yisrael Suffolk Akom. So we're mesupik whether he's a Rodef or not. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Horgim also Misuffolk. Because you kill Misuffolk, says the. What would Rashi say here? L'chora Rashi would say, this is what the Minchas Chinuch says. Would say, no, El Horgan Oso. You can't kill someone Misafik. You can only kill someone if they are a Vadai. Okay, now.
Is that is the Rodef a Jew or a Goy?
The Rodef is a Jew. The Rodef is a Jew in this case. Now, let us just ask a simple question. And here, this is the Minchas Chinuch Safkamina. You don't necessarily have to agree with the Minchas Chinuch Safkamina, as you'll see in a moment. Let's just ask a simple question. What is the Svara? What?
See how that opens a bunch?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. One of them is gold.
Someone has to be muted, perhaps.
And the 515 one is the Philip Marcus.
Okay. What's the Svara for saying for Rabbi Shmuel? what's the svara of this Rabbi Yishmael? Right? What is the svara for Rabbi Yishmael? Slash Minchas Chinuch and maybe Tosfos on our daf, that Hargim Babim Achteres Misafik. After all, it seems a little harsh to kill someone Misafik. Why would you kill someone Misafik? If someone is Vada guilty, you kill them. Why would you kill them? They're Misafik. And here I think we see three different Shitas in the Achronim here. One is the Minchas Chinuch. What does he say? He says that it's like it says in Yoma, midin pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh is dope for the whole Torah. And we know on Shabbos, do we differentiate between if someone's in vadai pikuach nefesh or safek pikuach nefesh? No, even safek pikuach nefesh is dope for Shabbos. Even safek pikuach nefesh is dope for Yom Kippur. Even safek pikuach nefesh is dope for nevelos or trefos, etc. All those cases in the last parak of Yoma there. So likewise, safek pikuach nefesh is dope. The law of Lo Tirzach says in the Christina, Midin Safek Pikuach Nefesh. Because Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Kolator Kula. Okay, Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Kolator Kula. That's shot in the Minchas Chinuch. Ah, someone will ask on the Minchas Chinuch. He knows. He'll say, what do you mean? Pikuach Nefesh not Docha Three Averos of Azara. That's not our topic. Gilai Raya is not our topic, and Shrikas Damin. We know that Avodah Zarah is not Doche, Pikuach Nefesh is not Doche killing someone. So how could you say even Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Doche killing someone? So says the Minchas Chinuch, no. He says, what's his Chiddush? So far it's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush of Minchas Chinuch is that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shrikas Damin. Pikuach Nefesh is not Doche Shvichas Dam. We all know the swear of my chazdam, Yachzum, and Tvei Dimel Dam, and the Chayef Tzvei, Osum, and Tvei Yad, you know, your blood is redder than his. Says in the Minchas Chinuch, no. Pikuach Nefesh is not normally Doche Shvichas Dam. But there's a Chiddush. The Chiddush of Rodev that Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shvichas Dam when it's the other guy's fault. When the other guy is a Boshea. Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shvichas Dam. What's the Minchas Chinuch's Lashon? Hechadavi Boshea. Havi Posheya. Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shvichas Dam, it's the other guy's fault. Now, the other guy's fault is Bein Besafik Bein Bevadeh. It's the other guy's fault. Meaning, let's say he's chasing someone, you don't know if he's a Jew or a guy. It's not his fault for chasing. Let's say he's breaking into your house. You don't know if he plans to kill anyone or not. It's still his fault for breaking into your house. We're not saying that Stam, who knows, this guy might be threatening me. Of course you can't kill him. He's not a Poshea. But if the guy's a Poshea, even if he's only suffic how big of a Poshea he is, we're not sure if he's a big Poshea or a little Poshea. Is he only a Poshea to steal or is he even a Poshea to kill? Is he only a Poshea to run after an Akum or even to run after Yisrael? But he's still a Poshea. When is a Poshea? That's the finish of the Minchas Chinuch. And the Minchas Chinuch says, where do we know that finish? That's the din of Rodev. That's the din of Rodev. The din of Rodev is that Pikuach Nefesh Doche Shvichas Damin when the guy is a Poshea. Once you say the din of Rodev is because of Pikuach Nefesh, then it's not so crazy to say Safek Pikuach Nefesh is also Doche. Again, he has to be a Vadai Poshea. Can't say he's a Safek Poshea. I'm not sure if he's bad, if he's doing anything wrong. No, he's for sure doing something wrong. I'm just not sure how bad it is. He's for sure a Poshea. I'm not sure if he's a big Poshea or a little Poshea, but once he's a Poshea, Pikuach Nefesh is Doche. Now, this is a big assumption about the din of Rodev and Bava Machteres. What's the assumption? Right? This is a tremendous Hakira. He is assuming something, right? This is one side of a big Hakira about Rodev / Bava Machteres. What's the big Hakira? Why do you kill a Rodev? Do you kill a Rodev because Pikuach Nefesh is Doche
Shvichas Domim, Hechi Dahavi Posheya, right? Or, no, Pikuach Nefesh is never Docha Shvichas Domim. You kill a Rodef because it's an Onesh on the Rodef. Meaning, when you kill a Rodef, obviously, you're killing a Rodef, he's bad. That's clear. Obviously, you're killing a Rodef to save the Nirduf. That's clear. The question is, what gives you the right to kill him? Where does his life lose its value? Do you have the right to kill him because it's a punishment for him? Or do you have a right to kill him because, meaning, it's just a funny punishment. Usually you get punished after you do the Aveira. Here he gets punished before he does the Aveira. Right? Because usually if the guy wants to bend down to an idol, you punish him afterwards. And nothing terrible happened. If the guy wants to kill someone, then you have to punish him before so that he won't kill someone. Or no, you kill him for because that's not a punishment. You can't punish someone who didn't do anything yet. How can you punish someone who didn't do anything? You kill him for Pikuach Nefesh. This is a famous machlokes. Basically, we could summarize a whole daf of Sanhedrin here. We won't. But just some of the issues that might come up here are, for example, what does Ein Lo Damin mean? The pasuk Ein Lo Damin. It's a big machlokes. What it means, Ein Lo Damin. I didn't put this here, but lo mishaneh. For example, it's a big machlokes rishonim. What are some nafkaminas? We're not going to go into it, but ein lo damin. So machlokes rishonim, ein lo damin, who has no damin? You could say ein lo damin means that the rodef has no life. Then that sounds like a punishment. Ein lo damin, the rodef has no life. Or you could say, no, ein lo damin means that the balabayas has no liability for killing the rodef. Right? That's machlokes rishonim on chumash. What does ein lo damin mean? Does it mean the burglar has no life? Damin meaning life force? Or does damin mean punishment? Chiyuv Misa, the Balabais no Chiyuv Misa. If you say the Balabais no Chiyuv Misa, why? Because he's a heter Pikuach Nefesh. If you say the Rodef has no life, that's because the Rodef deserves an onesh. Another example of this could be, again, you could say it's just a flowery expression. I'm not saying it's totally on this, but it sounds like this. The Machlokas Rishonim of how do you have to kill him? How to kill him? Says the Meiri and the Ram in Sanhedrin. Lechatchila b'sayif. Lechatchila, you have to kill him with a sword. Why lechatchila kill him with a sword? Because he deserves an onesh. What's the onesh for killing? I know he didn't kill yet. He deserves an onesh in advance for killing, right? Maybe you saw the movie Minority Report. Anyone see that movie? No? Oh, neither did I. But once upon a time, it was a movie you could quote and people saw. Okay.
It's a classic Makos movie.
What?
It was a classic Makos movie.
Yes, okay, exactly. So, if it's really an onesh, then the chachili should kill him b'sayif, which is the onesh for murderers. Obviously, if you're in a rush and you have to, yeah, and time is of the essence, you kill him with another means. But the simple shot is, if it's just for Pikuach Nefesh, you don't have to do Pikuach Nefesh with a sword, you do Pikuach Nefesh with any way you want. Another classic nafkamina could be, and this gets into big sugyas that we can't get into now. Okay, there's a million nafkaminas. I can't get into all of them now, but another nafkamina could be, for example, I won't put it on the board, the whole question of do you kill him on Shabbos or not, right? So the Gemara decides you kill him on Shabbos. Maybe it's because nefesh makes perfect sense why you kill him on Shabbos. If it's an onesh, you normally don't give onesh on Shabbos. And you have to figure out why you kill him on Shabbos, and then Meiri gives a different explanation there, l'shitase. The question of Hasra, do you need to give him Hasra? The question of how about the question of Hasra? Do you need to give him Hasra? Big Machlokes Rishonim. I'm not going to list all the shitas now. So, Ulai, Sarach, Lahasra's bow. Maybe you do have to give him Hasra if it's Bidin Onesh, then, but if it's not Bidin Onesh, then Machora. You shouldn't have to give Hasra. What do you mean? Pikuach Nefesh. Why do you have to give Hasra for Pikuach Nefesh, right? If I'm Mechal Shabbos, I don't have to warn Shabbos that I'm going to be Mechal Lit. Or the much more interesting cases are, what about a Rodef
you say that you need Hasra, I mean, you're pushing it back that you're making a Bezdin on him.
No one thinks you need Hasra like in Masechet Sanhedrin with the Kabbalah's Hasra and with this and that. Just a basic Hasra. I mean, no one says he needs to accept it on himself and et cetera and in front of Edim. No. But a basic Hasra. You basically have to tell him, don't do this or you'll be killed. That's Machlokes Rishonim. Another issue, all of these, I'm not going to go through all the shitas, but how about Rodef the Misasek? This obviously has to do with the case of the Uber, the woman who's in travail, etc. What if someone's threatening someone else's life, but through no fault of their own, right? Totally accidentally. Not accidentally, like Mishogig, they didn't know you weren't supposed to kill people. No. They were doing nothing wrong whatsoever. They just happened to be in the wrong place in the wrong time and threaten your life. They happened to have been pushed off a cliff, and now they're going to land on you and kill you. Or some weird case like this, right? They happen to be, the baby happens to be being born and is threatening to kill the mother, etc. Is that called a rodef or is that not called a rodef? We know he can kill the baby to save the mother. But the big machlokas is why? Because the baby's a rodef, that's the Rambam Shita, or because the baby's not a person. That's Rashi Shita, right? Big nafkamina to the abortion debates. Right? I mean, no one thinks abortion is a good thing in Judaism. But the question is murder or not? Right? So Rashi says abortion is not murder. A baby is not a fetus, not a person. And that's why you kill him to save the mother. And the Rambam says abortion is murder. A fetus is a person. But before we get to Rav Chaim, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Rambam, which is not our Masechet now, the Rambam says, Gipshuto, of course it's abortion is murder. Why do you kill the fetus to save the mother? Because he's a rodef. The Rambam apparently thinks you kill a rodef, even if he's not doing anything wrong. But again, the baby did something wrong. Right? So if you say that it's an onesh, then you would not kill a rodef who was innocent, who's not doing anything wrong. If you saw it as because nefesh, then yesh l'ayin, right? Because it could still be that he's not a posheya, right? But you would say maybe at least horgim oso, maybe the chaskinus formulation is posheya. You wouldn't say he's posheya, but maybe even if he's doing a redifa already, that's a certain, you know, if it's not Shia, it's certainly some heter, if you take it a little further. And the last case we won't put on the board is the famous machlokes. What about rodef beheter? What about chasing you to kill you beheter? What's an example of chasing you to kill you beheter? That's a famous example, weird example in the Gemara. Who was chasing who beheter to kill him? And me,
Cosby and Zimri.
Pinchas and Zimri, right? The Gemara says if Zimri had killed, Zimri was allowed to defend himself against Pinchas. Not so clear what they mean. Does the Gemara mean Zimri's allowed to defend himself against Pinchas? Or no, if Zimri, it says he luparash Zimri. I know it's not our sugya. I shouldn't bring it all up. If Zimri had separated from Tashmish and Pinchas still wanted to kill him, then he could have killed Pinchas because then Pinchas wouldn't have had a head. Right? But if Zimri's in the middle of Tashmish, can he defend himself against Pinchas? Other case the Achronim discuss. If I'm a Gol Hadam and I'm out to avenge my relative against you, can you kill me? Right? I'm a Rodef, but I have the Torah's Matar, my Redifa, right? There's lots of cases like this. So again, if you see it as an Onish, obviously you can't kill a Rodef Beheter. He's not worthy of an Onish, right? Even though he's doing something weird, he's not worthy of an Onish. If you see it as Pikoch Nefesh, then after you could say, no, it's still Pikoch Nefesh. Even though he had to do what he's doing, he's still threatening your life, you still have a Heter Pikoch Nefesh. So all these fascinating issues, which are not our topic now, depend on this Hakira. The Menchastina is obviously the passing like one side of this Hakira. He's saying it's not, you don't kill a Rodef if you did Onish. If you killed a Rodef if you did Onish, then how can you kill a Misafik? You can't punish someone Misafik. But if you kill a Misafik Nefesh, then Efshar, you could say, you don't have to say like Menchaskinach, but Efshar, let's just finish up this Makira, right? Is what's the last Nafkamina we want to say? Is, Suffolk, while in the fascials, right? What if it's Suffolk threatening your life? Nefashos, if it's an onesh, then for sure you can't kill someone who might be doing something wrong. How can you be onesh for nothing? But maybe you could say you do kill a misafik. And that's exactly the shita of the Minchas Chinuch and how some Achronim understand Tosos here. So you have this famous Hakira, the whole din of Rodef and Bab Machteris, etc. Do you kill a Rodef because he gets an onesh, a early onesh, or do you kill a Rodef out of Pikuach Nefesh to save the Nirdaf? And if Ruach Nefesh isn't usually Doche Shvichos Damim, but in this case, it's an exception, and it is. Is it an exceptional type of Ruach Nefesh, or is it an exceptional type of Onesh? Either way, it's weird. Either it's an exceptional Onesh that you give before he does the crime, or it's an exceptional Ruach Nefesh that's Doche Shvichos Damim. Which one is it? So we had a gazillion of Kaminas, like, put more on the board if we're learning the Sefer Sanhedrin. Min Haschinam is obviously assuming one side, and therefore, he says, what's, therefore, even Smi Safik, you killed a Rodi. The Safik, Goch Nefesh, is also Doche Kol Tor Kula. This is all the Mahalach of Min Haschinam. However, there are two other possible Mahalachim here. Two other possible Mahalachim. What are the two other possible Mahalachim? And here I might need to make myself some more room. So let's see if I can just get the board. Sorry. Trying my best here. I have to use a wide angle lens. Okay, Chaim's going to have to give me some lessons here. I'm using the wide angle lens. Everything's different. It's all like, it's non-Euclidean space. I never thought I would use non-Euclidean space in Shir. Okay. Anyway, this is all the derech of the Minchas Chinuch. Let's go back to the derech of the Minchas Chinuch. Where was my eraser? According to, let's go back. Let's make this some more room. According to, what are the two shitas? Right? Is a bab machteres, right? Lefi hashita shehorgim. Bab Machteres Misafek. What's the Svara? Why? One pshat is Min Hastinach, because Safek Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shvichos Damim in cases of Pshia. However, the Nitzivir says differently. The Nitzivir makes a Chiluk. In which case, what's the Svara? This is the Svara. And when would that apply? This would apply to all Rodfin. Anyone who's threatening someone else's life, and it's a suffix whether they're going to kill him or not, you kill them because suffix duch nefesh duch shvichos damim. However, the Nitziv says differently. What chiluk does the Nitziv make? The Nitziv makes this chiluk to answer what he considers to be a stira in the Gemara, that our Gemara says that you only kill him bevadai, right? And our Gemara says you only kill him if he's vadai threatening, and he doesn't like Tosfos. You only kill him if he's vadai threatening. But he reads the Gemara in Sanhedrin as saying you kill him if he's even suffic threatening. So how does he resolve this stira? What's the Nitziv's basic vart? Anyone? What's the Nitziv's basic vart?
The difference is it fits the near duff for somebody else.
The Balbais is the near duff, exactly.
The near duff himself.
That in English, that concept? Exactly. Says the Nitziv, no. He says self-defense. Says the Nitziv, he says self-defense. He says the near duff can kill the Rodeif Misafik. However, another person does not kill the Rodef Misafek. And therefore, he says, not like Rashi and not like Tosos, he says a different pshat in our Gemara. What does he say, pshat in our Gemara? He says, if you look at our Gemara is a pasuk from Eov. And this pasuk from Eov is not talking about the householder. Not talking about the Baal Bais, so man in general. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about the householder, right? That's what he assumes. So he assumes that This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which he reads as being Matar killing Misafik. And this is the Gemara in Psachim, which he reads as only being Matar killing if he's a Vaday threat. I mean, that's a Pashup Shadi Gemara. Our Gemara says you can only kill him if he's Vaday coming for the Fashos. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says you kill a Stam Adam Stam. Rashi says, no, they both mean the same thing. When our Gemara says you only kill him if he's a Vaday, it means in a Stam, if it's a Suffolk, it's an objective Vaday, it's the Torah's Chazaka. And Tos says, no, both Gemaras mean the same thing. You kill him, maybe even Misafik. Why does our Gemara say only if the Vada? That's not your father. Because your father, you assume he's not threatening unless you Vada know. But he says no. One Gemara says you kill Misafik, a Stam person. One Gemara says only the Vada. That's the difference between someone else and the Nirjav. Because what's the Nitziv? David Siv here is what's his Chiddush? His Chiddush is that, I don't mean it's his Chiddush. He's just the one who said it on the Gemara Psachim. It's a Chiddush of earlier Achronim and Hebrew Rishonim. His Chiddush that there are Beis Dinim. There's one din of Rodeif and one din of self-defense. What does self-defense say? Habal laharigecha hashkein baharago. It doesn't say habal laharog adam Yisrael hashkein baharago. It says habal laharigecha. Habal laharigecha hashkein baharago. That's his Chiddush, meaning if we just read all of Shas, we would never have known this rule. We would have thought there's one rule called the Rodeif. If someone's chasing someone, the victim can kill him, or a third party can kill him. I would have thought, if I just read Shas, there's one din called Rodeif. If Reuven's chasing after Shimon to kill him, Shimon, or Levi, or Yehuda, or Zebulun can kill Reuven. But it's all one big din. Says and it said, no, Pilum says Feidinim. There's a principle of Rodeif, which is the objective killing of the bad guy to save the good guy. And there's a principle of self-defense. And self-defense goes further than Rodeif. There's a number of Rechronim, if you were dyke, some ones in brackets, who say it's one din. But practically, the Nirduf has more latitude than anyone else because he's so stressed that he doesn't have time to make a big plan. But that's not what the Nitziv is saying. He's not saying, meaning a lot of people might say, well, Levi and Yehuda have to aim at Shimon and aim at Reuven's legs. But Shimon doesn't, because since Shimon's being chased, he doesn't have time to aim at the legs. That's not a Tzvedinim. That's just a practical point. But that's what the Mishle Melech thinks. But he's saying, no, this is Tzvedinim. Self-defense is a different din from Rodeif. Rodeif is objective justice. Self-defense is not objective justice. Self-defense is a basic human reaction, right? The Rav Kook says, classic Rav Kook fashion, that you know why the Torah allowed self-defense? Because it's a natural physical feeling of people that they have to defend themselves. And the Torah is not there to quash our physical, natural feelings, but to enhance them. Classic Rav Kook. But even without that, you could just say from a purely conceptual, philosophical perspective, that there's justice, that's Rodeif, and then everyone has the right to stand up for themselves. That's not because of justice. Even if I'm not doing justice, as long as I'm not doing injustice, I have the right to stand up for myself. I can only get involved in someone else's fight when there's justice involved, like Moshe Rabbeinu intervening, you know, in all the different fights. But for myself, I don't need to have justice on my side. I can't be doing injustice, but even if it's neutral, the justice is with no one, right? I have the right to stand up for myself. So that's a basic human right. That is the Chiddush of the Nitziv.
Rebbe, is that the same as Dan Adam Dina Dinafshe?
And that might be somewhat, that might or may not be similar to the idea of Don Dina Nafshe. You know, can a person judge his own case and go and enforce his own monetary rights? So, okay, Yesh L'ayin, there's a lot of hakiras to be made in Avedin Shdila Nafshe, whether it's really a type of objective justice. The Rambam would seem to imply that. No, it's a shortcut of objective justice. You have the right to do it, to do objective justice for yourself, even though you're a little biased. We trust you to be objective under some circumstances. Or no, it's a matter of standing up for myself. That's not justice. Din al nafshe is not din. I have the right to protect myself, not only Rebbe. In fushos, but in mamonos. That's a chakira. So maybe, just like it's a chakira here, it's a chakira there. Let me just
Rebbe, how about the isur of al tamod al dam re'echa?
The isur of al tamod al dam re'echa, that's part of the din of rodik. That's for justice. When there's a matter of justice, it is just to save the good guy from the bad guy. Clear good guy, clear bad guy. And I have to save the good guy from the bad guy, then I have an Israel Tamil Dam Reyecha. But
For myself, it's more than just autumnal WF. Again, autumnal WF is only Din of Justice. So, what are, if this nafkamina is true, if these Beis Dinim are true, what are some nafkaminas of the Beis Dinim? One nafkamina is the Netziv. Says the Netziv, a rodef is only vadai. But self-defense, I can even defend myself. I don't mean only even. Even misafik. A rodef, even, only vadai. I can only save Reuven from Shimon if it's vadai that Shimon is trying to kill Reuven. Otherwise, how can I get involved with two people if I don't even know who's bad and who's good and who's right and who's wrong or who's how bad and who's how good, etc.? No, if I don't know that it's a clear black and white 100-0, then how can I get involved? But for myself, that's in the Tziv's heart. He's not saying the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is saying it's for Pikuach Nefesh. Pikuach Nefesh is for everyone, right? My Pikuach Nefesh and your Pikuach Nefesh have the same weight halachically. I can do the same things to save me as the same save you halachically. Here he's saying, no, for myself, even if you might or might not be threatening me. Now, again, it has to have a basis. I can't just say, you looked at me wrong. I think you might be threatening me and shoot you. I mean, in Florida, I can, but halacha, I can't. But if I have a well-founded suffix, again, not a made-up, maybe you're threatening me. That's ridiculous. But no, you're doing something which is really a 50-50 of threatening me. You're breaking into my house. There's a lindas hasuffic of threatening me, right? That's a good lindas hasuffic of threatening me. If I have a real lindas hasuffic of you threatening me and a good suffix, a grounded suspicion that you're threatening me, then I have the right to self-defense. Because self-defense is more than, it's not just as self-defense is just a right to stand up for yourself. I just pointed out that many achronim go to town with this and give many, there are many achronim who hold these faith dinim. They don't say it in terms of the Netziv's nafkamina, but they say it in terms of other nafkaminas. The most famous one, by the way, is the Mizrahi. Who's the Mizrahi? Nothing to do with Zionism. Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, one of the gedolim of the early achronim. He wrote a number of Svarim, but his only famous sefer is his super commentary on Rashi. You know, one of the earliest, most classic super commentaries on Rashi on Chumash is the Mizrahi. Right nowadays, you can buy a book with like 12 before some of Rashi, and there's probably a book with 20 or 30. When I was a kid, the most they put in a book was 4. You could buy a book with 4 before some on Rashi and Chumash. Okay, the Mizrahi is one of them. They had the Mizrahi, they had the Lavosh, they had the Maral, and they had the Sifsei Chacham, of course. So, says the Mizrahi in the beginning of Vayishlach, and here he gives goes through a whole discussion of what does it mean, Vayiro Yaakov mo Vayetzer lo, Vayiro maybe he would be killed, Vayetzer lo he might kill other people. He's worried about why Yaakov would be afraid of killing other people. After all, right, we Jews believe in standing up for ourselves, right? Wouldn't he be afraid of killing other people? He was only killing other people in self-defense because Esav is coming with an army. Why should he be afraid of killing other people? It's good to kill your enemies, right? Let us not be bleeding heart liberals and, you know, kumbaya hippies and think that it's good to kiss your enemies. No, if they become your friends, you should kiss them. But as long as they're your enemies, it's good to kill your enemies. So why was Yaakov so upset? So in the end, what does he decide? He said no. And there's a lot of assumptions, meaning in terms of Parshanot, I'm not sure I would necessarily be committed to all those assumptions. But he says Esav was coming to kill him. And Esav's men were coming to kill his men. Okay, maybe that was how they did warfare in the ancient times, I don't know. Esav was coming to kill him, and Esav's soldiers were coming to kill Yaakov's soldiers. If so, then what was Yaakov afraid of? He was afraid of killing Esav's soldiers. Why was he afraid of killing Esav's soldiers? Why was he afraid of killing Esav's soldiers? So he says here, maybe Esau's men didn't have din B of Habala Hargo Hashkim Hargo because they weren't coming to kill Yaakov. El Misham Rodev, they only had din A of Rodev. They were coming to kill Yaakov's soldiers. He was a third party. So what does he say? He says that a rodef, a third party, could only kill if there's no option of non-lethal force. If Feivel is running after Yitzchak to kill him, I know you wouldn't, just an example. And I can shoot at the legs,
I'm a murderer if I kill him, so I could have shot him in the legs. That is for a road thief. But for Bala Harga Haskuma Hargo, for the guy himself, he could always shoot to kill. That's the Mizrahi's big fish. Says the Mizrahi. Again, am I convinced that he needed to say this Kiddush to explain this drasha of Vayitzer Lo? I'm not convinced. But nonetheless, that's a Shikla Halacha for a Rodef, a third party, right? Rodef meaning the dinner road was a third party. So what does he say? In Yocho, that's called Lahatzilo, the Echad made a Varav, Aser Largo. If you can save him with non-lethal force by shooting at an aver, shooting off his leg or his hand, you're not allowed to kill him. Only if there's no other choice but self-defense, Mutar Lahargo, Afilo, Im Yocho, Lehatzilo, the Echad Me'evarav. Now, I don't want anyone to ask me, there's a Mefurish Gemara in Sanhedrin that contradicts this Mizrahi. The Echronim know, they ask, they answer. We're not learning this sugya now. It's a bit of, you know, we can't go on a tangent with tangent. But that's clearly sheep of the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi says the Nafkamina is Yochol Atzilo Be'Echamevara. Now, some Echronim want to say, he just means not Sveitina, but just practically. He says, if someone's come to shoot someone else, you have time to think about how to shoot him. If he's coming to shoot you, you don't have time to think about it. But I'm not going to, others say, no, he meant fundamentally. And that's what he sounds like. He sounds like he's not just saying, practically, it's easier to aim at the legs if he's not chasing you, because then you're not running away. No, he says there's two dinim. There's been a road dave, and then a bola hargo hashkim vargo. He called the dinim different names. He basically says, I'm saying a brisker, sveitinim lundus. He just didn't know the word sveitinim yet, because he was before the briskers. He says, less ola dinze, ela dinze. That's saying sveitinim, right? So he says, what's the difference? Road dave is only if absolutely necessary. But self-defense, even if it's not necessary, you have the right to stand up for yourself. Again, once the guy's a threat, a credible threat, then you have the right to stand up for yourself, and it doesn't need to be, like, totally justified. It just needs to be not unjustified. Another, I'll just mention one or two other examples. The Sheet of the Rush says, what did the Rush say in Sanhedrin? Goes back to Pinchas and Zimri. If Zimri had killed Pinchas, it would have been okay. What if Zimri's friend had killed Pinchas? Would that also have been okay? We don't know. Doesn't say. Says the Rush, that's ridiculous. Of course a Stam guy can't kill Pinchas. What are you talking about? How could someone kill Pinchas? Pinchas is right and Zimri was wrong. Says the Rush. A third party can't kill Pinchas. But Zimri can kill Pinchas. Again, what's the point? A third party has to do justice. It's not justice to kill Pinchas to save Zimri, because Zimri's really wrong, and Pinchas really right. He's a tzaddik. Look what Hashem said about him, right? A third-party rodev is only what's necessary to achieve justice. However, and of course, Hashem, a third-party can't kill Pinchas. That's crazy. How about a third-party kill Pinchas? Pinchas was good. Zimri was bad. Can't kill the good guy to save the bad guy. But the bad guy can kill the good guy to save himself. Why? Because that's not about justice and what's right and wrong. And, you know, and the Torah said it's usher to have Rachmanis on the road day, and you have to have Rachmanis on the near enough. No, it's not objective right or wrong. That's about everyone has the right to self-defense, whether they're right or wrong, as long as they're not doing injustice. Zimri, what is he doing injustice? Pinchas didn't have to chase him. It wasn't a chiyuv. It was a rishus. Therefore, Zimri had the right to defend himself. And again, we see that the din of self-defense is a broader din than the din of harigas ha-rodeif. I'll just throw out two other nafkaminas that come up in the Achronim that I put here. There's a Rivash, and there is a Sefer Hashlama. Says the, meaning what's the nafkamina? The name of the nafkamina. Of the nafkamina is Safek, is Yochol Lahatzilo, and Echad Me'ivarav, is Rodei Birshus. The other nafkamina is the Hashlama. Okay, if you don't have footnotes, you don't know what to say for Hashlama. The Meiri quotes Yesh Omer. But if you look at the footnotes, it says the Meiri is this Yesh Omer is Sefer Hashlama. Who's the Sefer Hashlama? The Meiri quotes tons of Yesh Omerim, besides the names that we know who they stand for. He only nicknames, right? Gedolei Harabonim is Rashi, and Gedolei Mefarshim is the Ravid, and etc., etc. He also quotes a lot of Yesh Omerim, Yesh Mefarshim, etc. And generally, those are the Chachamim of Provence. He lived in Provence, which is southern France, who came before him. Who we're not so familiar with in the Sefer Mechtam and the Sefer
Hashlama, and et cetera, et cetera. So the Sefer Hashlama says, he says, what about a Rodef Bimis Asik, without Kavana? What about the baby? What about the baby, in what case, whose head came out? The baby, what did the Gemara say if the baby's head came out? Do you kill him to save the mother? Now that he's a live person, once his head came out, he's born. Do you kill the baby to save the mother? No. Says the Hashlama, I can't kill the baby to save the mother's life, but the mother can. Okay, psychologically, it's an interesting question if she would, but that doesn't concern us now. She can. What does he say? He says, Yotza Rosh. Yotza Rosho, that's what the Gemara says, Ein Nogin Bo. Meaning, once the baby's head comes out, you can't kill him to save the mother. Because now he's a full person, and the mother's a full person. How can you kill him to save the mother? He's not doing anything. He's not doing anything wrong. No pshia. But, he says, the mother can kill him. Okay. Sad case. But, what the lumdus is very clear. He's not doing anything wrong. He's just a big, one-minute-old baby. Right, again, let's assume not like the Rambam. Until he was born, he wasn't a person. Right, like the Democrats. Until he was born, he wasn't a person. Now that his head came out, he's a person. You can't kill him to save the mother, but the mother can kill him to save herself. Why? Just like Zimri and Pinchas. I mean, this Hashlama is parallel to the Rush. I'm not saying everyone has to agree with everyone else's Nafkamina. They could always say, no, this case is different. But they're all agreeing with the same Yisod. He says, you can only kill the baby to save the mother if objectively there's a reason why it's justice to kill the baby to serve the mother. And here, how can it be justice to kill the baby? After all, he didn't do anything wrong. But the mother has a right to self-defense. Even if he didn't do anything wrong, she can save herself. And the last Nafkamina I'll mention is the Rivash, which, like Mizrahi, and the Shlomelech makes more practical, says the Rivash, he says Hasra, a third party has to give Hasra. But the near death himself doesn't have to go Hasra. If Reuven's chasing Shimon, I have to warn Reuven. The Rambam says, I have to warn Reuven before I kill him. I have to say, you're chasing, you're going to get killed, stop. And if he doesn't stop, I kill Reuven. But Shimon, the Rivash says, doesn't have to warn Reuven. Shimon just turns around and kills him. Again, the Mishnah Melech would say, this is not a lumdish difference, just practical. I have time to warn him, because I'm not in danger. Shimon doesn't have time to warn him, so he doesn't think this is lumdish. But, and here I don't reprove the Rivash's Lashon, but you put the Rivash together with everyone else, it could be lumdish. No, if you're talking about a third party in the din of Rodeif, I can only kill a Rodeif if I warned him, because he deserves a chance. You know, when we have to make clear that there's no mistake going on here, we have to make clear we know what's going on, right? But the near death, his right of self-defense is absolute. It doesn't have to be justified. It doesn't have to be proper procedures. It doesn't have to be beyond a shadow of a doubt. If he's threatened, if he has a reasonable latest asafik of being threatened, then he can defend himself, because everyone has the right of self-defense. So here we have five different shitas and five different areas of Hilchos Rodeif, which are mechalik in a third party and the near death himself. Not based on probably Tzvei Din. The third party has the din of Harigas Rodeif, which is about justice, and the near death has the din of Hashabala Hashkim Lahargo, which is more than justice. It's just a right of self-defense. It's a fundamental right to stand up for yourself. And the Nafkamina is all of these things I have on the board, and then Tziv brings us into our sunya. So as opposed to Minchas Chinuch says, all road for him can tell me something, because if he's Chinuch, should be Koach Nefesh. Then Tziv says, no way, that's crazy. All road, you can't kill every road they've been suffering. No way. Minchas Chinuch thought a third party could also kill a road they've been suffering. No, Chassu Shalom, how can you kill a road they've been suffering? Just the guy himself can defend himself be suffering. The right of self-defense is absolute. So that's a different shita of why the Bav Machteris can defend himself be suffering. Then it's safe. And he ties into a well-established lumdus. Okay. Our last
the classic.
Boy, you know, this is making me nostalgic for the 8th paragraph of Sanhedrin. But now I can't teach you the 8th paragraph. We already learned it all. But the last vart, and this is a vart which I haven't found so much in the classic Achronim. I found it before Shem of Shach and the Avi Ezri. I mean, okay, Shach and the Avi Ezri. First you think about it, then you notice in the Avi Ezri. It's not such a basic book. You know, I didn't read every Avieseri. Once I already thought this shot in the Rambam, then you look around and you see some hint that someone might have said it, and you find that Rosh Hashanah also said it. But I think it's Pashim shot in the Rambam. It's a tame away every Achron didn't write this. There's a third possibility, which is not that it's Sidinim of Rode versus self-defense, but there might be a different Sidinim. Someone tell me in the Chumash where we know, from what parsha in the Chumash do we know that you kill a Rodef? From what parsha?
Satat Kapah.
What?
Satat Kapah and Naram Ereset.
Exactly. From Kitetze. Kitetze, we learned that you kill a Rodef. How do we know? Because it says, by the Naram Ereset, Emo Shialah, which we darshan. Now, I don't care. You'll tell me these are drush, not Pshuta Shomikra. Doesn't matter. Okay. Just as good for halachic purposes. We darshan a Moshe Allah, but if there is a Moshe, he would save her, which shows you can kill the rapist chasing after the Naram Ereset. And since it says, Ki kasher yokum ishal be'erutzocho nefesh, kena the brazet, it compares the Naram Ereset to Ritzicha, that shows you can also kill someone chasing to murder someone. Rodef is from Kitetze. How do we know the din of Bot Machteres? From what parsha? This is an easy one.
Shpatim.
Shpatim, right? We all went to third grade. From Mishpatim. So there are two different parshas in the Torah. Rodef and Bob Machteres. Now, you could say they're two examples of one principle. That's what Mishpatim would say. He would say two examples of one principle. There is a Rodef, and then there is someone who's also a Rodef. One is two parshas in the Torah, because one is obviously the Rodef, and the other, the Torah has to explain to you that he's a Rodef. Okay, could be. Meaning there are things that are written twice in the Torah for smaller reason than that, right? All the trace birds are listed twice in the Torah, so there's one extra trace bird here. Okay, so it's listed twice in the Torah to teach you another example. Says the Nitziv, no, there are two parts in the Torah, one of a rodef of objective, what everyone would do, and one of a Moshe Allah, and one of the self-defense of the householder himself. Okay, which you have to work out the drushes, the Sanhedrin, let's let it go. However, the simplest way to read this would be one is Rodef and one is Baba Machteres. Baba Machteres, until now, everyone's been assuming Baba Machteres and Rodef. Baba Machteres is the same as every other Rodef. Maybe there's a difference in self-defense and defending others, but maybe you could say that Baba Machteres and Rodef, maybe you could say, and this, you're going to have to see if I convince you, because I don't have anyone on my side. I don't have a Nitziv to quote, and a Michas Chinuch to quote, and lots of big Gedolim. But maybe you could say that it's, and this is the Chiddush, only Bob and Machteres, not any other type of Rodef. Maybe only Bob and Machteres you kill Misafik, but regular Rodef you only kill if he's a Vadai. Meaning, remember the Michas Chinuch says, the guy's chasing after the Suffolk, Akum, Suffolk Yisrael. Says the Michas Chinuch, you kill him, he's Suffolk. Says, then what would the Nitziv say? He would say, the Nirduf can kill him, he's Suffolk, but I can't. What am I claiming? Maybe no one can kill him, he's Suffolk. But if he is only above Machteris, you can kill him, he's Suffolk. Why am I claiming that? Because maybe I'm claiming that. That's the whole Chiddush of Bob Machteris. What am I claiming? I'm claiming that there are Beis Dinah. What are the Beis Dinah? Rodef and Ba B'Machteres. What's the case the Torah discussed of Rodef? The Torah is discussing a Vadai Rodef, a guy chasing after someone. What's the case the Torah is discussing about B'Machteres? We're not sure if he had intention to kill him or didn't have intention to kill him. Basically, what I'm claiming is, let's get back to this for a second. Is Rodef B'Machteres the same din? Or are Rodef Bab Machteres two different dinim? Is Bab Machteres a hinty of Rodef? Or is Bab Machteres a totally new halacha? And which Rishon do I want to claim hold that it's a totally different halacha, new halacha?
I bet the Rambam.
Why? Let's start with something interesting. What? Says the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam has a mitzvah to kill a Rodef. Sorry, I forgot which number that was. But says the Rambam, mitzvah asay reish lamites, the 229th mitzvah asay, but mitzvah reish lamites, hiya Torah shehorunu b'din aganef. The Torah here means the rules, like those Torahs ha'ola of ganef. There's a mitzvah asay of din ganef. What is included in din ganef? Guess what's included in din ganef? Kefel, right? Good guess. What else would you guess is included in din ganef?
Arba v'hei.
Yeah, exactly. Shenikdos uzo tashlumi kefel, tashlumi arba chamisha, Oh, Nahargehu in Bab Machteres. Or we kill him if he's Bab Machteres, own him Korea, or we sell him as a slave to pay the Karen. Right? Selling him to pay the Karen, Kefon Dalbehe, I would have put in the mitzvah save Ganeth. That we kill him if he's Bab Machteres is part of the mitzvah save Ganeth? Would you have said that? Or would you have said that's part of the mitzvah save Rodef? The Rambam has him. It's actually, he doesn't have a mitzvah say of Rodef. I think he has a mitzvah, if I recall correctly, lo sase of Rodef, if I recall correctly. Let's just check. Says the, I don't want to misquote the Rambam. Says the Rambam, he says, give me half a second. No, Lahatzel and Nirduf. Yeah, he has a mitzvah saying, he has a mitzvah saying Lahatzel and Nirduf. That's a different mitzvah say. Which mitzvah say would you put this under? Lahatzel and Nirduf? Or Din Ganef? I would have put it under Lahatzel and Nirduf. But the Rambam puts it under Din Ganef. And this one I'm going to claim is Pshat in the Rambam. Again, if you don't like me, you say, who's Bednarsh to claim Pshat in the Rambam? You need a big, famous rabbi who had a long beard. Rav Shach says the same thing in the Avi Ezri, right there in Hilchos Geneva. But you shouldn't need that. You should just say, does Ben Narsh have good tainus, or does he not have good tainus? If he has good tainus, then he's right. If he doesn't have good tainus, then he's wrong, even if Rav Shach agrees, right? So, what are my proofs? Is mitzvah saseh. Bob Machteres is in the mitzvah of Din Ganeth. Well, this is in the mitzvah of Hatzala Meirodif. Right? Why did the Rambam say the Din Ganef includes killing the Bab Machteres? He should have said the Din Ganef includes paying back Mechira Le'eved Kefal Dal Behei and killing the Bab Machteres is part of the Din Rodif. Apparently, the Rambam thinks, no, Bab Machteres is a new type of killing that's the Din of Ganef. Now, I will add something else. Where does the Rambam put Bab Machteres? In Perek Tes of Hilchos Geneva.
Yes.
What are the two things in Perek Tes of Hilchos Geneva? What are the two things the Rambam puts in Perek Tes of Hilchos Geneva? Don't even
he says two things. He says it's two things for Shabbos.
Right. Bob Machteres and let's find Hilchos Geneva. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Geneva, Perek Tes, all the way towards the end. First he has Gonei Nefashos. Goni Nefashos, Goni Nefashos, Goni Nefashos, Goni Nefashos, Aleph through Vav, and then Vav through Yud Gimel is Bab Machteres. Why is there one parak for Goni Nefashos and Bab Machteres? What do they have in common?
Din Mitzvah.
You could say, actually, they're both small and at the end, so we combine them, because he didn't want to make a parak of only six or seven halachos. But if
they both have Onish Misa.
They're both the type of Ganef who gets punished with Misa. Who are the two Ganovim who get punished with Misa? Gonei Nefashos gets punished with Misa. And Bab Machteres gets punished with Misa. Just like Gonei Nefashos gets punished with Misa for Gneva. So it's a really bad kind of Gneva. Likewise, Bab Machteres gets punished with Misa for Gneva. So I think that is, you put that together with the Sefer Mitzvos, and it's together with Gonei Nefashos. What do they have in common? They're both Chiyuve Misa for Gneva. So what do we see? Now, I'm exaggerating here. It's not that the Rambam thinks Bab Machteres is Chiyuve Misa for Gneva. The Rambam does say the reason we kill him is because he's a threat. But the point is, why do we consider him a threat? As a punishment for Gneva. Not Stam in and of itself. And that's why they're on puzzle with Goni Nefashos. They're two Ganav, all Ganav Mar Chayiv Mum. Aleph through Ches. There are tests, two Ganav Mar Chayiv Misa. One is if you kidnap, and two is if you are Bab Machteres. I would add to that, even though the Rambam does say he's threatening the householder. I'm not saying that he totally doesn't care that he's threatening the householder. What I'm claiming is that he's threatening the householder, but he may be a threat, he may not be a threat, we're not sure. After all, the Achronim ask, is he really threatening the householder? Why can't the householder just not resist? Classic question. Okay, many answers, not for us now. Right? Are we sure he's threatening the householder? Says the Rambam, no, maybe Efshar. Yeah, he's sort of a little threatening the householder. So why do we really kill him? That's part of the Din of Gneva, not pure Din of Rodef. And I think if you look at the Rambam, if you just read the Rambam, Rotseach Perek Aleph, the halachs of Rodef and compare it to Kneva per Tesla's book Machteris, you see so many differences. Anyone notice any other differences? Are there differences in the realm between Bob Machteris and Rodef?
Yeah, there's a major difference that by Rodef it's a mitzvah. Lahatzilas and Yudaf Miyad HaRodef.
Aha! Mitzvah!
Shus.
Call yourself mitzuvin lahatzla near the fiyana rodef. It's a mitzvah. But what do we say by Bob Machteres? Rishush Yeshukola Hargo, it's Rishush. That's a big difference. Mitzvah and Rishush. Now again, if someone wanted to deny my Dukim the Rambam, they could, but it would be so dark, it would just be ridiculous. Right? Say, what he meant by Rishush is a mitzvah, it's just Rishush, and therefore it's a mitzvah. Give me a break. If here he says mitzvah, here he says Rishush, that's very clear. Here it's a mitzvah. And here it's a rishus. Why do Bab Machteris be rishus and a rodef be a mitzvah? Because rodef is one din. Rodef is a din of pure nefashos. Mitzvah, there's nefashos, Reuben's life, Shimon's life, etc. Mitzvah to save Reuben from Shimon or Shimon from Reuben, whoever it was. Bab Machteris, it's not such a pure nefashos. You know what? If it was such a pure nefashos, why would it be rishus? If it was mamish, a pure rodef case, how could it be optional to save the householder from the burglar? If it's really a rodef, how could it be optional? It must be it's not really a rodef, even though the Rambam says it's a chazaka that he's dangerous, says the Rambam. He says, mipnei tirator domishal ganef, even though he's coming for iskei mamon, because it's a chazaka that if the guy resisted and stopped him, he would kill him. I mean, a chazaka that it could lead to nefashos. But he's not saying it's mamash a rodef. If he was mamash a rodef, it would be in the mitzvah of rodef, and it would be chova, not rishos. Anyone notice another difference? Hasra, says the Rambam, he was one of those shitas, in El Shotzeach, in his Iruhu, you have to give Hasra. He never says anything about Hasra and Bab Machteris. And again, he doesn't differentiate between you and a third party. Not that it's it, right? He says, a Rodef Tzarech Hasra, Bab Machteris, there's no mention of Hasra. Heft is Hasra. Who mentioned Hasra here? Not only that, what else does he say in Hilchos Rotzeach that he doesn't say in Hilchos Bab Machteris?
The method that he uses to kill, better Rotzeach has to try to neutralize first, whereas...
Exactly! In Yochol Lehatzilo Be'echad Me'ivarav Aser Lohargo. And here, there's no such condition. No such condition. Keep in mind, Hilchos Gneiva is before Hilchos Rotzeach. You're reading Hilchos Gneiva, you can't say, again, what will someone say? You'll say, no, they're really the same. He just meant to say, you'll learn more in Hilchos Rotzeach. That's so dachuk, that's ridiculous. Basically, anyone who wants to say that Bab Machteris and Rodef are the same din of the Rambam is just going to have the biggest dachuk I've ever seen in my entire life. There's so many differences. He put so many conditions in Hilchos Rotzeach that are not in Hilchos Gneiva. And one is mitzvah and one is rishos. And he puts it in. And he puts it in the midst of the say of Gneiva. And he hints to us by putting it next to going in the fushos that, and if you say, how could it be that Gneiva leads to killing someone? Give me a break. He says, what do you mean? Per test, this kind of Gneiva leads to killing someone. This kind of Gneiva leads to killing someone. It's a special living Gneiva. Yes, ma'am. The Nitzim makes the same chilukim, but it's hard to put in the Rambam because, for example, the Rambam says Rishos, he says Lakol for everyone. And once he says for everyone, then he's already discussing everyone. As a matter of fact, the Rambam never different. The Rambam can't be the Nitziv. He starts out by saying, Imhargo Balabayas O Shar Adam. Balabayas O Shar Adam. Then he says, Rishusis Lakol for everyone. The Rambam could have had a chance to differentiate, right? And he doesn't. He says, Balabayas or anyone else. He could have said, Imhargo Balabayas, dot, 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 dot. And then he could have said, Rishusis Lakol, and, you know, had like a para halacha for Balabayas, a para halacha for everyone else. But he doesn't. He starts up right away with Balabayas O. What's his lashon? Balabais osharadam. Balabais osharadam. Everyone's the same. And then Rishus says lekol. Call every. The Rambam's like, you can't stick the Nitziv to the Rambam. Now, if you want to take like one little nafkamina of these things that say it's really technical, not lumdus, and stick to the Rambam, maybe you could. But you can't stick the Nitziv to the Rambam here. The Rambam's explicit for everyone. What's the var in the Rambam? The var in the Rambam is very clear. Now the Rambam says, why in Tamei Mitzvos? Why was the Torah matir the life of the Bab Machteris, because he's a potential threat to the Balabais. But a potential threat doesn't mean he is a threat. After all, Rodef means I'm chasing you to kill you.
What's the case about Machteris? I'm not chasing you to kill you. I'm just trying to steal money. If you stand up to me, then I will chase you to kill you. Is that supposed to be a road beef? I'm doing something which is not trying to kill anyone, but it could lead to killing someone. That's a push. That's a road thief. Who says that's a road thief? Right? Who says that's called a road thief? No, I'm doing something which could lead to killing someone if the wrong circumstances happened. I don't know. I don't know if I'd call that a road thief. I don't know if I'm drunk. If I drove a car and you were in the street, I would end up killing you. It doesn't make me a road thief. We're not up to that situation now. I'm so drunk that if you messed with me, I would kill you. There are people like that. There are some out there when they drink, right? Arson is Hebrew for bums. That if you catch them when they're drunk and you insult them, they'll kill you. Does that mean they're a road thief? No, because right now they're just minding their own business. Right, okay, this guy, you could see him as a road thief, but Lovdavsky's a road thief. He's not a road thief yet. He's a potential, perhaps, road thief at some point. He has some little potential for Radifa inside him. Right now, he's not doing any Radifa. You could have said he's still called a road thief. Why? Because B'derech HaOlam, one thing leads to another, and in this case, we view it as a road thief. Why? Because probable that the Baal HaBayis will resist him, and probable they'll kill the Baal HaBayis. But the Rambam would say, no, there's some potential Radifa. Al's Tami HaMitzvos, there's potential Radifa here. But doesn't mean it's a din of road thief. It's a different din called Bava Machteris. It's a din of Misa for Gneva called Bava Machteris, which has to do with a potential Radifa, which is similar in some ways to Radifa, but is its own din. If it's its own din, then it doesn't have all the restrictions of Radifa. Killing a road thief is only after warning, and only if you can't be Matzel Vechmi Avarov. Because that's only if necessary to save. This is a special din. Now you'll ask, it's a little weird. Why, when someone's chasing to kill you, does the Torah give very a lot of restrictions on killing him? But if he's just a burglar, the Torah doesn't give restrictions. The answer will be because if someone's chasing you to kill you, there's a very clear situation. Torah can say very clear, see exactly what's necessary, everything's barred. But if someone's breaking into a house, nothing's clear. So the Torah is either going to say never kill him or always kill him. And the Torah decides to always kill him. Oh, it's not fair. You know what? He shouldn't be breaking into houses. And therefore, for the Rambam, it's mukhrach that it's a different din. Mukhrach in five ways that it's a different din.
That's why he's nidon al shem sofo. He's like a ben sorer umore.
Exactly. What a ben sorer umore. Or a sorer umore. He's not really a road day for anything else. It's just a din which philosophically has to do with his sof. It's a din that philosophically has to do with his sof. Chiyuv, asra, yachol. Okay, now what I want to claim in the Rambam now, what I want to say perhaps, what I want to taina at this point is that the Rambam, I have no proof of this in the Rambam, I'm just building off the Rambam. But build this all in the Rambam. If you ask me, is pshat in the Rambam, bab mateach and rodev are two separate dinim, I would say I'll bet my whole life on it. Right? I'll swear in a stack of Sifrei Torah. It's baruch hachama.
I want Rebbe.
Now I'm saying something which is a speculation on top of the Rambam. To go back to our sugya, maybe you can add to the Rambam. I'm not saying something against the Rambam. I'm just saying something. There's no clue in the Rambam one way or the other. Right? So I have no basis in the Rambam. I have no basis against it in the Rambam. That maybe you could go back and put our machlokas into it. What about Safek? Maybe you could say that this is adding to the Rambam. This is Alpi the Rambam. I don't have a deal for the Rambam, but it could be the Rambam would say this, that Bob Mafteris is even suffering while Al Nefashos, you kill him. Because he's definitely a Ganef, and a Ganef who's Bob Mafteris, who has potential Nefashos inside him, is killed. But a Rodeh Mamish, no. Only if he's a Vadai. So, I think that if you take our Sugya, again, if you take what might be Tosfos pshat, unlike Tosfos Reading Parrots, the anti-Rashi pshat in our sugya. You kill the Bava Machteris even misafek. We have three halachic principles that can justify why you kill the Bava Machteris misafek. One is the Minchas Chinuch. Bava Machteris, Rodef, the guy, and the third party are all the same. Pikoach Nefesh. Pikoach Nefesh is universal. Safek Pikoach Nefesh is also Doche Shvichas Damim, big finish. Two is the Netziv. Of course, a third party can't kill someone who's a Safek Rodef. But self-defense is a broad category that you can always stand up for yourself without proof, without proving justice on your side. As long as you're threatened, you can stand up for yourself. Anyone threatened can stand up for themselves. Or three is Alpi the Rambam. Again, the Rambam doesn't say it in our sugya. But Alpi the Rambam, you could say no. this Svetina. But Machteris are brought in where the Iker, it's the Gneva that's the problem. Once you have the Gneva, and the Gneva has a little potential Ritzifa inside it, you're higher for the Gneva. And you're for sure a Ganef. And you might also have Ritzifa inside you. If you're for sure not going to kill anyone, then we don't kill you. But a Ganef who might have some potential Ritzifa inside him, we kill. But a non-Ganef, a Stam Rodef, if we're Masufik, we don't kill the Stam Rodef, like the Mechaschina case running after the Suffolk Yisrael, Suffolk Akum. We don't kill him. Why? Because there's no special din there beside the regular din of Rodef. And the regular din of Rodef was said about a Rodef, not about a Suffolk Rodef. Okay, so that is, and basically, what's the principle? The principle might be Mikoach Nefesh, the principle might be self-defense, Habol Harga, Hashim Harga, or the principle might be Bab Machteres, which is more powerful than the din of Rodef. Okay, that's what I have to say about yesterday's shir. Now we're going to move on to today's, if no one has questions.
A question?
Yes.
How would Rebbe read the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Bez Mabez that says Kamash Volam de Rodefu, which calls a Bab Machteres exactly a Rodef, and no Rishonim there really qualify that. And Tosas and I in Gimel Amar Aleph even, when they're talking about the mucker for Rodef, it asks, why don't we just get it from Vahuka, which is a Bab Machteres thing? And he doesn't say because it's two different dinim, but he gives a technical difference between Chov and Rishus. So it seems like the meaning of the Kamash Mon de Rodef who seems to be accepted by everyone.
So okay, so the Tosos, I'm not talking about Tosos. So that doesn't, I've never said this in Tosos. Even though I sort of vaguely can affiliate with Tosos and Ardaf, I'm not claiming she just Tosos. How about the
the Rambam read Kamash Mon de Rodef in Sanhedrin?
Well, that Kamash Mon de Rodef, Kamash Mon de Rodef, Vafilo Acher Nami, the Gemara there calls it a Rodef, very, very succinctly, and I'm claiming for the Rambam it's not a Rodef. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. Who asked that question, by the way? Raise your hand. Okay, that's Tzvi. It's good. Either I have to say the Rambam doesn't pasuk like that line in the Gemara because he sees that there are other Gemaras that sound differently. Maybe the Rambam thinks the machlokas in the Gemara, whether it's the same as Rodef or different from Rodef. The Rambam would say Rodef is lavdafka. It doesn't mean he's a Rodef. Rather, what it means is that it's not. What's the Hami? The Hami is only the Baal Bayis knows how bad this guy is, because the Baal Bayis knows what's going to can predict what will happen. Kamash Vila, no, he's a Rodef, meaning he's a potential Rodef, and that potential Rodef, even if you don't know exactly what's going to happen, is enough to kill him. But it doesn't mean you're killing him. He didn't Rodef. It just means basically as. The Havmin is the Baal Bayis knows if he's going to stand up to him and exactly what's going to happen because he has a plan in mind. So the Baal Bayis can kill him, but other people can't kill him because other people don't know whether he's dangerous or not. What's Kamash Mon de Rodefu? Again, you could read Kamash Mon de Rodefu. He's a Vaday Rodef, and everyone knows he's a Vaday Rodef. Or maybe the Rambam would say, Kamash Mon de Rodef, Kamash Mon, he's a Suffolk Rodef. He has potential Rodef inside him, and that potential Rodef is good enough for anyone to kill him. Why can anyone kill him just to the potential Rodef? I know I'm reading a lot into this Gemara. Because of the din of Ganef. So it could be that Rodef just means potential Rodefa. And potential Rodefa is not its own din. It's just together with the mitzvah say of din Ganef. Okay, but I have to think about it more. You're asking, well, but I think that's what I would say. Unless I'm going to say it's machlokes sugyas, I have to think about it. But the Rambam, I think we say something. Because it's clear enough in the Rambam. I don't think it's idle speculation that he thinks Rodef and Machteres are two different dinim. Okay, let us go weiter then. Says the Gemara. We're ready to go on in the Gemara. Rebosai. Where are we up to in the Gemara? We are up to the sixth line. Meisvei of Dafezim and Beis. Meisvei Yeshichu Kochfei Nishpo Yekav Or Va'ayin Va'Alir Eba Fapei Shachar. The pshat of this is that I know this is going to sound weird to you. Eov is cursing the day he was born, and obviously I don't know what it means to curse a day. It's a literary device, but literally, if you read the pesukim there, in the second paragraph, Eov he's cursing the day. So what's he saying? The stars of that night should be dark. It should wait for or and it doesn't come and won't see the shinings of the dawn. He says the night should wait for or and it won't come. What does the night wait for? The night waits for day.
So that shows, meaning the night doesn't wait for light. There's no light at night. The night waits for the daytime. That shows Or means daytime. And that's his curse, that the night before should wait for the day and the day should never come. Hasam, no. The Gemara answers, Melech took light, lay Eov and Mazle. No, they're saying Eov wasn't cursing the day. After all, it's a little funny to curse a day. Like, what's a day? It's just a time period. Eov was really cursing his own Mazle, meaning himself. Amar, what do you mean cursing himself? Like saying, oh, you know, I wish, you know, I had never, you know, I wish terrible things had happened to me. Amar Yehi Rava, he says, he wrote some delitzbe hagafel and hora, that this person himself should wait in vain for light, velo lishchei, and not find it. Once we say he's not cursing the night, the day and the night, he's not cursing a time period, but he's cursing himself. So you can say, or doesn't mean day or night. Or means light, and he's saying, oh, I'm cursing myself that I should wait for light and never find light. Okay, so that neutralizes it. Viter,
could we say that he means...
What?
Could we say that he means literally his mazal, like the stars, and he's saying that the stars won't shine?
But then it says hach gavra, right? The list say hach gavra, which makes me think not. He says in Tehillim, I would say choshech, I'll be covered by darkness, and the night will be or ba'adeni. Amor yamami, if the night will be or, what does that prove? The night will be day, meaning... I said, I thought I'd be swallowed in darkness, but Hashem saved me and turned the night into day. If night and or are parallel, then or must mean day. Amo or yamamahu. No, hasam hach gomer dabit ania marti achoshech yishefeni ol haba shudoma biyom, achshav ol haza shudoma lalayla or ba'adeni. No, he's not talking about just day and night. He's talking about olam hazeh and olam haba, because olam hazeh is compared to night and olam haba is compared to day. So he says, I thought... I thought that Olam Haba, which should be like day, I'd lose my Olam Haba, right? Probably because of Chet Batsheva, which the Gemara says he was worried about a few places, that darkness would cover me. Achshav, now, not only do I have a chilek in Olam Haba, but even Hashem gave me back my Olam Hazeh. He even rewarded me and gave me a good Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, Shadom Lelaylas, or Ba'adini. Right? What's the point? Once it's not talking about day and night, it's talking about Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, then what does it mean? It can't mean... that Laila or Badeni, now Olam Hazeh has become Olam Haba, because Olam Hazeh can't become Olam Haba. In which case, meaning, when it's talking day and night, then it means Laila or Badeni, the night became day. But now that it's talking about Olam Hazeh can't become Olam Haba. Rather, what can happen in Olam Hazeh? It can be light. It can have light, so, or just means light, and doesn't mean any time period, so it neutralizes it. Rabbi Yehuda says you do bedika on orlar basar and or in the let's say and, you know, we're not sure if and means like you have to do it three times or you have three opportunities, and in the morning of our basar and in the time of burning the chametz in the middle of the day. Since it says orlar basar and the morning, that proves or can't be the morning, which proves or is nighttime. Shmami, no, it's a good proof. Maybe we bring another proof that or means nighttime. From when on the 14th of Nisan is the Asadu Malacha, Lazman Yaakov says from the or, and Rehuda says from sunrise. Lazman Yaakov said to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say it's Asr Malach of sunrise? Is there such thing as a day that's partially Asr and partially Mutter? Like, it's Mutter all night and it's Mutter all morning until sunrise, and only Asr if the sunrise? That's ridiculous. Rehuda says back to him, what do you mean? You think you can't split a day? This day itself, I don't have to bring another day. This day itself is a proof you're allowed to split a day halachically, because the morning is Mutter to eat chametz, and the afternoon is Asr to eat chametz. Now, how does that have to do with us? From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says sunrise, it must be that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, when he said or, meant nighttime. He said nighttime, and he said the sunrise. No, the Gemara says, who says my orim and a shachar? No, maybe he means or daytime, and he means dawn, which is the beginning of the day. And Rabbi Yehuda says 72 minutes later, let's say, according to many poskim, sunrise. Hold on a second. If you're going to say or means daytime, then how can Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov say to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you split a day in half? He should say to himself, how can I split a day in half and allow Allah at night and forbid it after dawn? So that proves that or must mean nighttime. No, so he says, no problem. He says, according to me, really, I mean, it would be smooth as if Or meant night. Because if Or meant night, then he's saying 24-hour Isra Melacha. How could you split a day and only say from sunrise? But even if Or means daytime and it means from dawn, he's saying, I Isra Melacha from dawn, you only Isra from sunrise, but I have a time on you. Because granted, there's precedent in the Halacha for Chachamim saying the daytime is Isra and the nighttime is Mutter. Because on a time is Seber, according to our gears as him himself, or at least according to some more authoritative opinion, on a time of Seber, you're allowed to, right, this is what we do on Shabbos Batamos and Asur Batavis and some Gedalia and Tanis Esther, when they did in the first 10 or however many Tanisim, if there was a drought, they would eat at night and only fast during the day from Alos. So I see that's a fair way. It's fair to split night versus day. Okay, Rav Shimon says that you can only eat until the rooster crows, which is before dawn, and then you have to start fasting. And apparently didn't take that into account either because it was a different sheet they didn't paskin like, or because that was clearly I think the Ram says, if I am not mixing them up, either you could say he didn't care about the sheet because it's not his shita, or you could say like the Ram that's clearly just a harchaka to make sure you don't eat after dawn. So it's a few minutes before dawn, so that's a kudik harchaka. He said, but you who split the day itself, keep in mind, not like us lazy 21st century Americans, you know, the sunrise is already in the middle of the day. Day starts at dawn. You split the day itself. We never have precedent in Shas for splitting the day itself. Okay. So in the end, we haven't proven anything from here. The Gemara just continues. Nothing to do with what Or is, but they point out, hold on, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, well, how can you say you're not allowed to split a day? Of course you can split a day. The morning we eat chametz, the afternoon is also to eat chametz. No, this is what Rabbi Yehuda says. No, you're talking about chametz, which is d'oraisa. Of course in d'oraisa you can split a day. The Torah can say whatever it wants. The Torah has its deep philosophical, mystical reasons. But I'm talking about takanas d'rabbanan. Takanas d'rabbanan, you can't just randomly pick part of the day. You have to do a whole day or none of the day. So therefore, it's not a good proof. For Chametz D'oraisa, this the Torah permitted, this the Torah forbade. But the Chachamim have to go according to the normal rules. The Eidah Shas D'rabbanan. You don't say that. But how about in D'rabbanan? They said the fifth hour you can't benefit from it, and the fourth hour you can't eat it. So we see even in D'rabbanan they split a day. The Eidah Harchaku D'rabbanan D'oraisa. No, that's our Chaka. Of course, that hungry garchaka, because in a cloudy day you'd be confused what time it is. They said add another 1 or 2 hours. Right, machlok said another 1 or 2 hours. That's a harchaka, but malacha from alos or from nates is not a harchaka. So he said if it's not the rice and it's not a harchaka, my shita is you can't just split a day. So you can't start an Isra malacha at sunrise. Or maybe who thinks you can't split a day? Okay, I see the hour is late. I apologize for being a little behind. I hope nonetheless we enjoyed the use we made of our time. So we'll have to stop here. We really didn't get, hardly got to anything in this Makoros sheet. So I guess we're going to have to continue next time on Makoros sheet number 4. So I'll see you, Amir Tashem, on Thursday. If anyone wants to go to lunch, please go to lunch. If anyone has any questions, please feel free to ask questions.
Rep.
Yes.
Can I just follow up on before? It's
yes.
It's that the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Ayam Beis is sort of specifically coming against the fact that you could be mechalek between a third party and the nirdaf, because that's the whole Havamina. Meaning the whole Havamina is seemingly Rebbe's point, which is that, you know, a third party would have any different din, and then Kamashulam Derodif, who is literally coming for the point to say that there is no possible chilek one can make. Between many
you're not being fair. It's not that the Havmin is that there's a difference, and the Maskana is that there's no difference whatsoever. The Havmi is that a third party can't kill him at all. The Havmi is a third party has no right to kill him whatsoever. That there is no din for a third party at all. Right? That's the Havmi. There is no permission for a third party at all. Kamashwan, there is permission for a third party. Just because Kamashwan, there is permission for a third party, doesn't mean that there isn't a difference between a third party and the guy himself. Just the Havmi is that there is no third party. Kamashwan, a third party can get involved. But that doesn't prove, that just proves that there is a din of a third party. It doesn't prove he's exactly the same. That far, I would not agree with.
But the fact that the word vahuka, meaning the word vahuka implies that implies everyone. So that the word vahuka gives the balabais the right to kill. And if that word applies to a third party, then where do we have the allowance to be machali between that third party and the balabais?
Ah, okay, fair enough. If the Gemara Darshan is from Vahuka, that Vahuka means Kal Adam, then where's the Nitziv and the Mizrahi and everyone else and Vahuli have the right to be Mechalik being a third party and the Balabayas? That is a very fair question. So the answer, because after all you say, the third party is also the Parsha of Bab Machteris. So what you could say is that the third is that even within the Parsha of Bab Machteris, there might be different parts of the psukim that imply different things. Now, this is not what the Nitziv says. The Nitziv says that you could say, for example, v'huka is a drusha. It's a yitur lusha, right? It's an extra word which is not necessary to be darshan for something beyond shukur shal mikra. So you can say, we didn't get tzvikinim, one from the pshat, the passing one from the drusha, the extra word, right? Those would be two different dinim. That's not what the Nitziv says. The Nitziv in the Herchev Davar, in Mishpatim, I put in the brackets, he says it comes from I want to see if he explicitly says So the truth is that if the Nitziv actually does say, he does say this in the end, in the Herkimer says, Vahuka doesn't mean the same din. Vahuka is not the same din is not the same din as everyone else. Vahuka is just an additional din. That's not the main din of this parsha. As a matter of fact, he goes even further. He says more things than I said. He says Vahuka is actually not a heter. He goes much further. And then he quotes the Rosh and Sanhedrin. He ties himself into the Rosh and Sanhedrin. But he says Vahuka is not saying the main din of the Parsha, Vahuka b'chol Adam. He thinks Vahuka b'chol Adam is an additional din that's not the main din of the Parsha. So I understand. The pshat is, no, once you have Vahuka b'chol Adam, everyone's the same. But nonetheless, you could say, no, Vahuka b'chol Adam means that there's an additional drush of Vahuka, which is not the main din of the parsha, which is an additional din. And that's what the Nitziv says, if you look in the Herkev Davar, on the bottom, the Hamek Davar, in the beginning of the Perikov Beis of Shemos. So you can definitely say, even within one parsha, there's a din. Meaning, once we're working with Torah Sheval Pan with drushos, then even if we're working with Shukah Shal Mikra, I'd have to say Dini need two parshios. But once we're working within the Torah Sheval Pan, the drushos, you could have to say Dini even within one parsha, one based on the main meaning of the pasuk, and one based on a certain drusha, or even one based on one drusha and one based on another drusha. So that's the Nitziv does, if you take a look.
In the same question, yes. Tosfos asked the question, and gives a very technical answer. Really, Tosfos' answer, presents it very technically. It could be the Rambam would have the exact same answer, but said, no, it's extremely fundamental.
You're right. He made it sound very technical. The Hasam Rishah, so I should have been called the Emo Dama, Kamashwan, the Chubal Hatzah, which really.
Like an Emo Dama to both of these.
Correct. You're right. I gave in too easily. Tosfos says, why not learn Rodei from Behuka? You know why we don't learn Rodei from Behuka? Because Behuka is only Rishas. Well, once we're told the Rishos, of course it's a different din. Adrava, you're right. I take it back. I apologize. I wasn't listening carefully enough.
That's in the Divrei Yecheskel.
He says Behuka is Rishos and Rodef is Chova.
Eindam and also.
Eindam is only Rishus. Yeah, Eindam, Eindam is Rishus. You don't have to do anything, but there's no problem.
They also by the other two applicants, and Eindam, I don't have to do a Gevurah.
Correct. Correct. Very good. Shkoyach. Thank you for that, Arigatz. Absolutely.
Just to, could I respond perhaps?
Yes, absolutely. See,
isn't it more shayach maybe to say it's true that he's being machale clearly between Rishus and Chova, but it's because in the context and I and Gimel he's talking about two different makoros, one being lo sam adam riacha and the other one being namarasa. It's possible that Tosos, and maybe you could say this to Rambam as well, is saying that the din of baba machteres is a rodef fundamentally, but it only has one of the two makoros of rodef, i.e., it has the namarasa point of saving. But it doesn't have the lo sam al dam riecha point, which would create the chiyuv. Meaning the lo sam al dam riecha.
Okay, point. Hold that thought. It's not shy in the words of Tosos. What Tosos says is. Because the Dibur Masel of Tosos is Af Rotseach Nitzan Latzilo Benafsho. He's saying, why do you need the drusha of Rotseach Nitzan Latzilo Benafsho? Why do you need the Hekish of Af Rotseach Nitzan Latzilo Benafsho? And the answer is the teachers of Chova. Tosos sounds like but you have to figure out in the shock of the target here. One second, let's see.
His maskan is that the means Rishus as opposed to now.
I understand what you're saying. Because the Gemara starts with Osama al Damriyacha, but then the Gemara in Toshvat moves to Osama al Damriyacha. Says that's for a case where you're just saving him stam without killing anyone. How do we know that you're Nitan Latzilo Benafsho? That's from the Hekish to Narmo Rasa. So Tosfos is really asking, why do you need the Hekish Narmo Rasa if you're ready to Hukam Ameis? The answer is Hukka is Rishus, and the Hekish Narmo Rasa is Chova. It sounds like the Chova comes from the Hekish Narmo Rasa, even without. Sounds like the Hekesh comes from the Chobah comes from the Hekesh Narim Rasa, even without Losan Al Damriyacha. Now, because he's not, this Tosfos is not going on Losan Al Damriyacha. So I maybe could squeeze it in, but I think the Pashup Shot is saying, Vahuka is Rishos, the Hekesh Narim Rasa, Kasher Yochum Isha Rehu Safa Nefesh, adds a Chobah. And then we've now added a Chobah, because Losam and Al Damriyacha, this is an extremist thing. Add a chovah to the pasuk of Rodev. So that implies the pasuk of Rodev itself is already chovah. Now, I guess if you want, you could say that even within the pasuk of Rodev, the Iker pasuk of Rodev is really a chovah. I mean, you can get out of it, but the simple shot is that Tosos is not talking about Losam and Al Damriyacha, but rather about Rodev. And therefore, he's saying the pasuk of Rodev is chovah, and the pasuk of Bab Mafteres is
Rishus.
So I think it would
talk about that. So if it's only Rishus, okay. Let me ask you, if it's only Rishus, if you're doing Machteres as Rishus, then doesn't it need to have a little bit more of Vada'ut and just having it as Safek is not, it's not necessarily self-defense. It's if Tosos is learning this as some kind of a heter that the Torah is giving.
Then this Tosos sounds like the Rambam. It's a special din of Bava Machteres. After all, he's a Ganav, and a special din of a Ganav is that anyone can kill him. Of course, anyone can only kill him because there's potential threat of Ritzicha inside his Gneva. But anyone can kill him because he's a Ganav with potential threat inside him. And therefore, it's only the Shus, because it's not real Ritzicha. He's not actually trying to kill someone. What I mean to say is this. If the Ganav comes in, the Balabai says, I'm not letting you steal my stuff. And the Ganav says, oh yeah? And the Balabai says, oh yeah. And the Ganav starts attacking him. Then it's a chova to kill the Ganav to save the Balabai. Then he's a real Rodef. But just when he's starting to go into the house, he's not really a Rodef yet. That's what I'm claiming.
That's right.
I'm in Tosin Dafayin Gimel actually supports the Rambam. Good Ha'ara of Yitzhak Kamenetsky, who is not related to Tzvi Kamenetsky.
That's what I think.